All right, everybody, welcome to the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. Today's show is the Top 10 Greatest Cartoons of All Time Countdown. I am your host for this edition, Doug Hummer. And, of course, joining me, we have quite the esteemed panel, and quite the large panel. We have, of course, my trusty sidekick, Eric.
Hello.
Hi. Clint is here with us.
Hi.
Hi. Evie is here.
Hi.
Hi. We have one half of the Dirt Sheet Dudes. Boxman is here.
Ew. All
right. And joining us, we have my buddy Colin.
How's it going?
All right. And mine and Eric's boss, Karen, is here.
Hello.
All right, and then don't I think? All right, Rick,
you
you're here.
Coming.
Rick, are you here?
Somebody else doing?
Yeah,
Rick here.
Okay.
Hi, Rick.
All right. Hi. Yeah, my screen just went bigger, so I didn't know if I actually let you in or not.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Thank God. All right. We are going to count down the top 10 greatest cartoons of all time. But before we do that, let's get some plugs out of the way. Boxman, since you're here, I'll let you plug your own show.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Catch me and Smark Wednesdays, Fridays, Dirt Sheet Dudes, right after wrestling's over, pretty much around, 10:15 p.m. Catch us, Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah, and they will be on air at about 6:30 p.m. Eastern time,
mm-hmm.
provided I wrap it up by then. And they will be doing a live watch along, right, of Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. There's no reason to go on after that show.
All right.
Might as well do it during.
So catch them for that. Also, listen to us. Every Friday around 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern time, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Usually Eric, myself, Stevie, and my brother Daniel. We have no idea what we're doing this Friday, mainly because Daniel's not here to tell us what we're doing. Of course, listen to Eric Clinton and I this Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, same channel for the NFL Hard Hits show. We're going to review week 7, preview week 8. And then next Sunday, the Top Tier podcast will be back, and we will let everybody know what we're doing. That'll be 5 o'clock Eastern time next Sunday. All right, so let's get down to this, because I know this is what everybody has been waiting for. For the last 3 weeks. So what we basically did was I went around and I polled several hundred people. I had them give me a top 5. Eric and Clint and Karen, I think, gave us like 20, 30, 50 lists. Something like that. So
yep.
We got about top fives from people. We compiled all the votes. And then, of course, I did some polls on in different groups on Facebook. Altogether, we had over 500 people contribute to this thing. So I have the top 10 here. And we are also having a little contest. Whoever came the closest to guessing what the top 10 was. And that means not only guessing how many shows or the shows that were actually going to be in the top 10, but trying to get the correct spots as well, will win a $25 gift card to wherever they want. And we'll find out at the end of the show who did that. I can tell you that it was somebody that's on the line right now.
Oh.
That's as far as I'm going. All right. Without any further ado, number 10. Now, Eric, do you have the themes queued up?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll plant me four.
All right. So number, or do you want me to say it, or are you going to play the theme, and that's how we're going to find out what it is?
Well, I'll play the theme, and we'll find out how it is.
So, Eric, do you want to play the number 10 theme?
Yep.
All right, go ahead. Coming in at number 10. All right, number 10 is DuckTales, not the reboot though, the original show. So nobody gets confused. All right, coming in at number 10 was DuckTales. Now, this is actually I will say this is the only Disney cartoon to make the list. So, Colin, I'll actually start with you. Did you watch DuckTales when you were a kid?
No, I did not, but I am very much aware of its impact.
Yeah. It is probably one of the more successful Disney shows. Rick, how about you? Did you watch a lot of DuckTales?
I watched it here and there. I didn't watch it, like, all the time, but I did watch it.
Okay. All right. Karen, how about your kids? Did they watch DuckTales all the time?
No. No, they didn't really watch it at all.
Okay. All right.
Not that I'm aware of, anyway.
Yeah. All right. Stevie, were you a fan of the DuckTales?
I never watched the DuckTales.
Okay.
That much.
Okay. Kenneth?
I watched it here and there, but wasn't a big fan of it. No.
Okay. Eric?
Here and there. A little bit.
Well, we could see why it came in at number 10. So, yeah. All right. So basically, I forgot. Boxman, did you watch DuckTales at all?
Yeah, it was on my list. When I'd get home from school, it was one of them. I think, what was that, 19? The original was, what, 87 or something like that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was young enough. 12
right.
Would have been me. So, yeah, I did watch it. It was on, I don't know, one of the, you know, how the after school you would just get that little cartoon block, and it was in there. So, yeah, I did watch it.
Yeah, because I think even, like, it remained, like, on that after school block, even, like, years after, like, when Disney would do the block. From like 3 to 5 or something like that. Because I remember watching it even when I was still in middle school.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah. And it was a 3-year run. It was probably one of the more successful Disney cartoons. It had a spinoff, by the way, which was Darkwing Duck. And obviously they rebooted it because of how successful it was. I mean, and it's a good children's cartoon. So basically, it was Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Donald Duck's nephews. They go to live with their great uncle Scrooge, and it was a fun cartoon. I mean, I enjoyed it. I actually have a DVD of it upstairs, which I don't technically need because I do have Disney Plus. So all right, but yeah, so DuckTales is number DuckTales number 10. All right, so let's kind of move. Number 9 here. Eric, you got the song queued up?
Yep.
Go ahead.
He ever never knew. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Sonic family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a place right out of history.
All right, number 9, obviously, is the Flintstones, and that is actually the sound I make sometimes when I leave work. Colin, you know, because I usually walk past you.
I am very much aware of your own little celebratory victory dance as you walk out those doors.
All right. So number nine is the Flintstones, which actually I'll say this. This show actually, because of the polls I put up in Facebook, or at least the last two polls that I put up, this show just made it onto the list. And it actually, because the way this list would have looked had not I done the last two polls, DuckTales would have been number nine on the list. But Flintstones got quite the surge from these last two groups because it was an older group of people. And it knocked DuckTales to number 10, and Flintstones got put up to number 9. So
yeah,
Flintstones, to me, it was actually, even though its original run was back, you know, in the 60s, it was still beyond a lot, even when I was little. So I got to watch it, and I watched it a lot with my dad. So
yeah.
To me, it's one of my all-time favorites. It would probably be up in my top five. Karen, Flintstones was one of your favorites, right?
Yes, it was on my top five. I watched the Flintstones all the time as a kid. And I would be in your father's group or maybe even a little bit older than your dad. But my kids watched it too.
Right.
At least my son did.
Still, like, it was still in its popularity back in the 90s because it would be shown a lot. For anybody that doesn't know, back in the early 90s, Hanna-Barbera was actually purchased by Ted Turner, or they acquired the video library of the cartoons. And so that would put it on like TBS all the time. And back in the early 90s, TBS would air wrestling because that was the home of WCW. So, and a lot of times the Flintstones, I would watch the Flintstones before whatever WCW program came out. So that was always something, you know, always a fond memory of mine. I get to watch cartoons before I get to watch wrestling. And back in those days, you couldn't really tell the difference between cartoons and wrestling. So, all right. Boxman, what do you remember about the Flintstones?
Yeah, this is definitely one that I watched a lot as a kid. It was right there, like you said, in that little Hanna-Barbera little block. And this one I definitely watched a lot of, man. I loved this one. I have all the episodes, and I still let my kids watch this stuff, man. I still let my kids watch the Flintstones.
Yeah, well, it's a great cartoon to watch. I mean, I know I had the first season for a long time, but now I have that HBO Max, so all the seasons are on there. So my brother and I were actually binge-watching Flintstones like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and I think HBO Max might even have them now.
Oh yeah, that's what I was just saying.
No, yeah, it is HBO. I was thinking when you were saying, I'm like, where the hell? It is HBO Max. There you go.
Yeah. I love this show. Rick, what do you remember about the Flintstones? Did you watch them a lot?
Yeah, Flintstones was definitely one of the ones I watched a lot. No, it was right up there, probably one of the ones that I watched as much as I could. I don't know. I just loved all the stupid things that Fred and Barney would get themselves into on every episode.
Yeah,
all their crazy antics.
Funny and Dino tackling Fred every chance he got.
Yeah. That was definitely a classic.
Yeah. They even had Winston cigarette commercials on the Flintstones back in those days.
What was that, Boxman?
They had commercials for Winston cigarettes back in those days on the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You guys ever had the Flintstone vitamins?
Of course. Yeah. My kids still eat them. My kids still make them.
I think they still make them, yeah.
Yep. My kids have them.
Mysterio.
Oh, yeah. Fruity Pebbles, which they don't even necessarily advertise the Flintstones for they don't do like the commercials for the Fruity Pebbles. Obviously Fred and Barney are still on the box.
Right.
But Stevie, what are your memories of the Flintstones?
I remember watching them as a kid, so they were one of my favorite cartoons growing up. Definitely in my top five for sure.
All right. Colin?
Obviously, Doug, you know this. I wasn't around for when the Flintstones were really reaching their peak, but, I mean, there's a whole lot of reason why it, you know, it probably climbed to the list as fast as it did. Is why it also, you know, really touched a lot of people. It was coming off. I've actually got the release date here. September 30th, 1960 is when it first aired. And that is coming right off the, like the 50s when they had all those nuclear family drama shows and not even drama shows, but like shows of like, this is what the ideal American family looks like. That was that era of TV. So following up on that with something like the Flintstones, which is basically just a, you know, a cartoonized version of that just set in, you know, Time of the Dinosaurs, is it was an interesting enough grasp, and it flew up as quickly as it did, probably because of that. But it definitely deserves its spot on this list, in my opinion.
Right. And I don't think anybody can really argue with that. Clintus, what did you think of the Flintstones?
I mean, it was one of my favorite shows when I was a kid. Mainly, I started watching it. It was one thing I looked forward to watching when I was born with my grandparents' house because I never had cable. So
right.
It was one of my favorite shows to watch when I was. I got to stay the night over there and watch that all night and every chance I got. A bit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and it's the perfect show. Like I said, I used to watch it with my dad all the time because it was one of my dad's favorite cartoons. My grandfather used to like watching it with me too. So, you know, it was fun. It's fun to watch. And yeah, it comes in at number nine, which I'm happy about because this was one of my all-time favorite cartoons. All right. Number eight. Eric, you got the music queued up? All right. Roll it.
And the masters of the universe. I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend.
All right. Number eight is He-Man, Masters of the Universe. I got to be honest, I don't really remember watching this show that much. I mean, I'm sure I've seen a couple of episodes, but I didn't really watch that show much as when I was a kid. Boxman, I know you were around when the show first came out. Do you remember this at all?
I remember He-Man. It was, again, part of that little after-school block. But I got to tell you, I wasn't the biggest fan of it. Like, I would go do something else while it was on or be playing with toys or something. It just wasn't a huge one for me. But
right.
I do remember it. But I do remember it being on and all that stuff. And yeah. I mean, it was huge. Let's not lie. It was a huge animation series for that time. I mean, action figures, magazines, fucking everything you can imagine. But I just wasn't a fan. Yeah, I just wasn't a fan.
Right. Karen, this was one. Wasn't this one of your sons, like, in his top 10 or something?
Yeah. My son was a big fan. I was a big fan. I used to watch it with him, I have to confess. And he had the He-Man action figures, and we went and saw the animated motion picture that they made of, they had done a full length animated movie of He-Man. But yeah, that was a big one in our house when he was, it came out in the 80s, I guess. Late 80s,
yeah.
Early 90s. Yeah. He was a big fan. So was I.
Yeah. I mean, again, and I kind of agree with Bai saying I was never necessarily like a fan of He-Man because I was more like I was the Ninja Turtle guy. I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't like He-Man. I don't remember watching it like a lot. I've probably seen a few episodes here and there of, but I was never, like, necessarily, like, a huge fan. Rick, did you ever watch He-Man?
I really don't ever recall ever watching He-Man, no.
Okay. Colin?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, I know this is before your time, too, but...
Yeah, but it definitely was one of those, like, even when I was going through and kind of, like, I hate to use the word studying, but, like, learning about the different, you know, classic cartoons, He-Man never really caught my eye. I don't know why.
Right. I mean, it doesn't necessarily appeal to everybody. Stevie, how about you? Did you watch He-Man?
No, I never watched it, unfortunately.
Right. Glennis?
No, I never watched it.
Okay. Eric?
No, I never even heard of it until we did the countdown. And until we did the list.
All right. I'm not forgetting anybody, am I?
I don't think so.
All right, yeah, I was going to say, this is probably the most callers we've actually had on the line, so I got to keep going through and making sure that I get everybody. All right. Eric, you got the music queued up for number 7?
Yep. Let's do it.
Roll it. All right, number 7, obviously, is Thundercats. Karen, I know this was another one that was on your son's list, so I'm going to start with you.
Actually, no, it wasn't on his list.
Oh, wasn't?
I'm looking at it now. No, it was probably on, I think, was that on Mickey, maybe?
It may have been.
Or my daughter-in-law. It might have been either Nikki or my daughter-in-law that had it on there, or one of the other people that gave me a list. I don't remember that being on much in our house, and I really don't know a lot about Thundercats, so
okay.
Yeah, well, that one I don't know.
All right. Boxman, were you a fan of the Thundercats?
Yeah, I remember this. This was like, strangely, I remember this because it was like one of the newer cartoons when I was like old enough to understand that newer cartoons were coming out. This was a newer cartoon when I think I was 10 or 11 when this came out. So it was a newer one. It was a newer one for me. But, yeah, I did watch this one. I did like this one. God, I really brought me back when you played that theme, actually. Kind of remember being in my house in North Carolina watching the show. But, yeah, this was definitely one that I watched, most definitely. It was good. A little weird for me at that time, but it was good.
I'll tell you, I watched a couple episodes yesterday because I knew it was going to be on the countdown, and it's on Hulu. So
oh, okay.
I was watching it on Hulu yesterday, and I was just like, I couldn't really get into it. That's probably because wasn't necessarily – like, again, I probably watched it when I was little because I'm sure it was on in, like, reruns or whatever. Like, it was still on even when I was – I mean, I was born in 86. This came out, I think, in, like, 85. So I'm sure it was still played, like, you know, a lot when I was little. But watching it yesterday, I'm just like, okay, I may have understood, I may have liked it back then, but some cartoons just, even though you like them when you're a kid, you don't necessarily like them when you're an adult. I'm not saying that the show was bad. I'm just saying, you know, some people like it, some people don't. Were you a fan of the Thundercats?
No. No, I wasn't.
Okay. All right, Rick.
Nope, was not a fan of the Thundercats. Didn't really, or didn't ever watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, me neither.
All right. Colin, how about you?
I've seen a couple episodes, but I've never actually sat down and really watched it. It seemed to me very much like, I mean, obviously it was the 80s, it was the mid-80s, and they were trying to push a lot of products, obviously, through these shows. But it just never really, I don't know, it and He-Man just kind of seemed like the just same general idea to me, and it never really caught on up in my mind.
Right, and, you know, it's understandable. Stevie, were you a fan of Thundercats?
No, I never watched the Thundercats.
Okay.
Really, so.
All right. But, yeah, I mean, so they made it to number seven, which they got quite a bit of votes in this one group, or in the first group that I posted a poll in. They got quite a few votes. It's actually the same group that I actually got kicked out of because I was promoting this show. Even though I got permission. So, I don't know. I don't know of too many people that get kicked out of a cartoon group, but I'm in that class. Moving on. Eric, you got the theme for number six queued up?
Yep.
Roll it.
Dooby dooby doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby dooby doo, where are you? We need some help from you now.
All right, number six. Scooby-Doo, where are you? I thought that this would have been much higher on the list. I love this show.
Yeah, me too.
The fact that Scooby is still, like, relevant to this day, and they're still coming out with new incarnations of the show, I think is just fantastic. Karen, I know this is another cartoon from, you know, your time period, so... How big of a fan were you?
I was a decent fan. And then my son watched it, and my daughter watched it, and they're 16 years apart, and my grandkids love them. And I think he was on quite a few lists. That Scooby-Doo was on a lot of the lists that I turned into you. It's a great show. You can't help but love it. I still watch it now and then today, even as an adult. Still fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was, and I talk a lot on the show about marketability, and you can get a lot of products out of that Scooby-Doo franchise. I remember when I was little, I had a Scooby-Doo plush doll that talked, which my dad hated, by the way. Every time he accidentally sat on it, the damn thing would go off. And then it would happen to Grandpa too, but no, I mean it's another one of my favorites. You know, it's up there with the Flintstones for me and other shows. Boxman, were you a fan of Scooby-Doo?
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. Loved this show. Loved when they also had like guest stars, Three Stooges, Harlem Globetrotters. My God, who else do I remember? Jerry Reed from Smokey and the Bandit, the truck driver, snowman. Sonny and Cher.
They had Batman on there too.
Do what?
They had like Batman and Robin on there too. And...
Yeah. Absolutely loved this show. And there was another one in that Hanna-Barbera block that I would watch after school. But I even like the stupid Scooby-Doo movies now. I'll watch them. I mean, I even laugh now, and my kids actually turn on Boomerang and still watch these every now and then because they do pop up on Boomerang.
Yeah, I think they were airing like a whole block of Scooby-Doo stuff on Boomerang today.
Oh, there you go.
So, but yeah, no, it's definitely a great cartoon. Rick, I remember you saying when we did the cartoon tier list a few weeks ago that Scooby was your favorite.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo is definitely probably my favorite cartoon. I mean, I watched it pretty much all the way through high school. Like, it'd be on, like, Cartoon Network late at night, and I would watch it before I'd go to bed. Probably right up until 11th grade.
Jeez. Yeah. Plymouth, were you a fan of Scooby-Doo?
I liked it. It wasn't one of my top favorites, but I'll watch it just to pass time along. And I watched it more for like the guest stars actually they had on there, advertisers going to be on there. But yeah, it was a good show.
Stevie, were you a fan of Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, I used to watch it on the weekends with my brother, so it was definitely one of my favorite cartoons.
Yeah. All right. Colin, how about you?
I have actually probably seen every iteration of Scooby-Doo that's come out. I absolutely loved watching the show while I was growing up on Boomerang and all that, and I loved a lot of the different iterations. And I think a lot of the reason why it kind of kept with it as much as it did is because, believe it or not, the original series actually had a really poor budget. Like, they barely had anything to, you know, scrape by with, which is why the animation looks the way it does and the audio quality and all that, even for the time. But I think a lot of the, you know, the characters are diverse enough that, you know, people relate to at least one of them and enjoy watching them interact with each other and the crazy things that, you know, the writers can come up with for them to get into. And I think it's just, you know, it's just a good time. And that's what a lot of cartoons need to be.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, and like, when they had a lot of the movies in like the late, in the late 90s, like Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island and Scooby-Doo. I think another one was like, the Cyber Chase, where they got trapped in the
Cyber Chase. Was fantastic.
I actually had the Cyber Chase and, the Zombie Island actually on VHS when I was, I think it was in high school. I got them both for Christmas one year, and I was happy. Like, I watched both of them like every day for like a couple months straight. Eric, were you a fan of Scooby-Doo?
Yes, I was. It was one of my favorites.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard not to like, you know, the Scooby-Doo cartoon. I mean, I know, like, I don't know if people are fans of, like, the current, like, Scooby-Doo product or whatever, but still, I mean, you're looking at, you know, this dog has been around for, it's got to be, what, over 55, 60 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not saying dog years, though, by the way.
You're looking at September 13th, 1969.
Yep.
Wow.
69. And it was only on for 2 seasons, the original.
Right. But then they found, they kept finding, yeah, the original, yeah, was only on for a few seasons. And then they had so many, you know, they brought it back with like so many different, you know, incarnations of it that it got to be as popular, you know, as it is. So, all right, so that's number 6. I personally think it should be higher.
I agree.
Personal preference of mine. Eric, you have number 5 queued up.
Yes, I do.
The original Transformers is at number 5. Karen, I know this was on your son's list, so I'm going to start with you.
Yes, absolutely on his list. He was a huge Transformers fan. He had Constructicons, Autobots, Dinobots. I bought them all for him. And he did not care for the movies because he felt that the movies did not stay true to the storyline that was in the original cartoon. So he is a purist when it comes to the Transformers also.
Right. Can't really blame him. Boxman, were you a fan of the Transformers?
Yeah, I was. I was a big fan of the Transformers. I had, my God, not only did I watch the cartoons, I had so many of these. I had Shockwave. I had Prime. I had a ton of these things when I was a kid. They were all over the fucking house. But I actually liked the movies that came out. I'll sit and watch. I also like stuff blowing up for no reason and action movies like that. So that's a big difference again, a movie doesn't have to be good for me to just watch stuff blow up. So I watch them. I like them. Enjoy them.
Right. I mean, yeah, because you've when you had the movie show, you watched a lot of the or quite a few of the movies you reviewed. You basically just reviewed just so you could watch stuff blow up.
Well, I like action movies. I mean, the Fast and Furious movies are awful, but I like watching stuff blow up and people drive fast cars. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say they're good, but they're a fun time. Mindless entertainment.
Right.
Yep.
So I agree with you. All right. Rick, were you a fan of the Transformers?
No, not really. I mean, I did like the movies as well, just for the action. I didn't really watch the cartoons, though, when I was younger.
Yeah, like, I don't really remember watching them that much. I mean, I'm sure I have, because there's a lot of cartoons out there that I've probably watched that I probably don't remember. There's a lot of cartoons that I did watch that I remember that nobody else knows what the hell they are. Another story for another time.
They were on 84 and 85, and they didn't really see them when they went off. They didn't really seem to rerun at all. They kind of disappeared until the movies came out. And then they made a big resurgence.
Right. I mean, well, didn't they have like another like animated show though in the 90s?
They had a lot, actually. They had like a lot of spinoffs.
Okay. All right. Colin, were you a fan of the Transformers?
Very much so. I actually have a ton of them still downstairs in our basement from when I was little. I gotta say, it's pretty much probably the same reasoning as what's been said before. It's like just mindless action and good time. And I can't imagine, like, you know, an 80s kid with, you know, all the toys and action figures and everything from G.I. Joe to He-Man to all that. And then you look at giant robots, and it's any, I imagine most, you know, most guys, most boys are just going to look at two giant robots fighting and they're going to sit and watch it. You add in the fact that they transform their aliens and all that stuff, and it just gets more mindlessly fun. It's great.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, again, I don't remember watching Transformers. I mean, like I said, I'm sure I have, and I'm pretty sure I actually did have a few of the toys because, you know, I collected a lot of the different action figures when I was little. Obviously, wrestling figures was what my main collection was, but every time my dad or my mom or my grandparents would see like any kind of action figure, they'd be like, oh, I think Doug could get some kind of entertainment out of this. And then they'd just get plopped in front of me. They're like, ooh. And then, yeah. Stevie, were you a fan of the Transformers?
A little bit of fan of the Transformers. I watched some of it, but not a lot, though. But I liked it.
Glynis, were you a fan?
I watched it here and there. I was more a fan there at the toy lineup than actually watching the show itself.
Right. Eric?
I was more the movie than the animated series.
Okay. And Rick, did I already ask you?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks.
Okay. Just making sure, just because I don't want to forget anybody.
Of course.
All right. Eric, do you have the theme line for number 4?
Yes, I do. Ready?
Roll it. All right, number 4 is the Looney Tunes, and I'm counting any iteration of the Looney Tunes, any incarnation of it, all the characters came in at number 4. I know it's going to surprise a lot of people that they didn't come in at number 1,
You got that right.
But, all right, Clintus, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Were you a fan of the Looney Tunes?
Yes, I was. I mean, you can't go all day without watching at least one episode of Looney Tunes. But I do have to say, you count all of them. I do like the current, the newest Looney Tunes show. I have enjoyed watching that lately.
All right. Clintus, who's your favorite Looney Tunes character?
I would say it had to be Bugs Bunny.
Okay. All right. Karen, I know you were a fan of the Looney Tunes. Who was your favorite Looney Tunes character?
Tweety Bird.
Okay.
Well, I like Tweety Bird with Sylvester. It's always a good one. But I liked them all. I'll watch any of them. And my kids watched them too.
Right. I think the only Looney Tunes character I didn't like was Pepe Le Pew.
I like Pepe Le Pew.
I don't know what it was. I just, for some reason, I just couldn't stand him.
Well, it was a little rapey. I mean, you know.
Well,
well,
that may have been it. All right. Fox, who is your favorite Looney Tunes character, if you had one?
My God, it would go between Yosemite Sam and Foghorn Leghorn. Probably Yosemite Sam with the guns, by the way, with the guns. Yeah, Yosemite was my favorite. My kids still watch. I have all the Roadrunner and Coyote episodes, and I have all the Bugs Bunny, and I also have the Sam Sheep or Yeah, the sheep and the sheepdog and the wolf. I have all those four of them. So they still watch them. I got them all out there on a little hard drive, and they pop them on all the time. So it's cool to still watch them. But, yeah, Yosemite Sam was my favorite.
Yeah, Foghorn, nice. I like Foghorn Leghorn, too, because it's just like, I'll stay. And it's just like I just found him funny. But my actual favorite was actually Daffy Duck. Because if you were going to reincarnate, if you were going to turn me into a duck, I would be exactly like Daffy because we're both that miserable.
Oh, God.
No comment.
I mean, and. But yeah, like, I found him hilarious. And the, the chemistry that he had with Bugs Bunny, with the rabbit season and the duck season and all that, and then, Daffy getting shot by Elmer Fudd, that part wasn't my favorite. Colin, who was your favorite Looney Tunes character?
I'd have to say it's probably the Roadrunner. It's just the fact that, smartest guy in the room, that sort of thing. I always enjoyed those types of characters, essentially. No matter what the coyote tried, it just went through. No issues.
Right. All right, Rick, who was your favorite Looney Tunes character?
I'd have to say it'd probably be a tie between Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Just the way they mesh those two characters together so well. Just their rivalry and everything they tried to, everything Daffy tried to do to take the attention off of him and put it on the Bugs whenever Elmer Fudd was around. Made for a lot of good episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I love those episodes. Stevie, who is your favorite Looney Tunes character?
Bugs Bunny, for sure. He is my favorite character.
Yeah, I really think a lot of people would echo those sentiments. I'll say this, another thing about Daffy Duck, for everybody that knows me knows that I do that I make my own that I make chocolate for like Easter, and now I'm doing it for Halloween too, and I like to make a lot of cartoon characters. So I have the candy molds and all that, and I tried to collect like a lot of the Looney Tunes characters. I cannot, for the life of me, find a candy mold of Daffy Duck, and it's pissing me off.
Make it, man. Make it yourself.
I can't draw the box. I can't design the mold myself.
Sure you can.
Well, I will definitely
keep
that in mind if I ever see one, and I will grab it for you,
Doc. Yeah. Well, thank you, Rick. But, all right, so, Eric, who is your favorite Looney Tunes character?
Probably Bugs Bunny.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, technically he was the face of the, you know, it could be argued that he is the face of the Looney Tunes, but there were so many different characters that, you know, there's a reason why it's one of the longest running, you know, cartoons of all time. I mean, because they went back all the way back to like the 20s or 30s, right?
30s, yeah. Actually, I believe 1930 was the first. I believe 1930 exactly was the year they first started.
Jeez,
wow.
So. Yeah.
There you have it. Looney Tunes is number four. Eric, you got the music queued up for number three?
Yeah.
Roll it. I forgot that you said you were going to play the whole song for the top three.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is in at number three. Now, the top three, I think, are going to be controversial to a lot of people. Obviously, Ninja Turtles is one of my all-time – it actually is my all-time favorite. I would rank it at number one because I'm a huge Turtles fan. So I don't have a problem with this. Some people might. And they might say that I fixed this, but trust me, I didn't fix anything. But no, so to me, and again, they're one of those cartoons that had such, you know, the longevity and the fact that there's been so many incarnations of it. Boxman, I know this was on your top five.
Yeah.
So you were a huge Ninja Turtles fan growing up too. What attracted you to the Ninja Turtles?
What attracted me? Probably the martial arts aspect of it. I've always been a fan of martial arts. I took it as a kid. I've taken three different styles. So I do always like anything with martial arts, but I love Ninja Turtles. I just thought they were friggin' awesome. Awesome. I remember waiting to go see the movie when it came out. You know, the live action movie. I remember waiting in line to go see that when I was a kid, and just always liked Ninja Turtles, man. Definitely one of my favorites. And it was, again, right in that after school block. So.
Right. I think I had, of the original movies, the first three movies, you know, of the original franchise, I think I had all three of them on VHS.
Jeez. Man, I have them now, but not on VHS.
Yeah. I mean, I had them on VHS. I mean, the first one was great. I love the second one, and they're actually on, all three of them are on HBO Max now. And I watched the second one a few weeks ago. I mean, honestly, I feel like they ruined the franchise when they made the third one, but that's just my opinion.
Well, the third one wasn't really what had nothing to do with the original story, though. This is a total
right. It was
how to. The afterlife was put after the Shredder was gone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, basically just they made that movie just to keep the franchise going. Rick, I know you're a Ninja Turtles fan just like myself. What attracted you to the Ninja Turtles?
Probably just that they were like martial arts turtles. Just kind of something kind of different. And the, you know, the flood of martial arts, you know, movies out there. I don't know if I'm quite as big a fan of the Turtles as you were. I mean, I certainly watched it, but I don't think I watched
it. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, well, yeah, I mean, I just know that you were a fan. I'm not saying that you were as big a fan as I was, because I really didn't know anybody that was as big a fan as I was.
I know one.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do I know him too?
Kind of. From Facebook.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so Karen, your son was a Ninja Turtle fan too, wasn't he?
Huge, huge Ninja Turtle fan. Yep, he was in line. The movie came out around his 10th birthday, and we had to go. That was what he wanted to do on his 10th birthday, go see the Ninja Turtle movie. And I went and watched the movie next door.
Right. Yeah.
I was not a turtle fan.
Right. Well, yeah. It's not for everybody. I mean, personally, like the original Ninja Turtle series, I bought the whole series on DVD a few years ago because they had the thing where it came in the Ninja Turtle van. So, I bought that. It was like $70 at FYE or something, and I couldn't resist. So I went and I got that. So I have all the episodes on DVD. It's one of my all-time favorite shows, like I said. Clintus, were you a Ninja Turtle fan?
I was a big Ninja Turtle fan when I was younger. Not as much now as I was back when I was a kid. I had all the action figures. St. Leonardo was my favorite. I brought my nephew onto it. Now he's a big Ninja Turtle fan as well. So,
right.
Yeah.
Stevie, were you a Ninja Turtle fan?
Yeah, I was a Ninja Turtle fan. Definitely liked the cartoon for sure.
Okay. Colin, I know you told me that you weren't necessarily a huge Ninja Turtles fan.
I wasn't a fan of the first series. I watched the I don't really think it was a reboot, but the second series that came out like in 2003, I watched that when I was a kid, and I really
liked
that.
Was that. Good.
Yeah,
I like that one better.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything. I don't have anything specifically against the original series. I just I never got into it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's not for everybody. Stevie, were you a fan?
A fan of Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely a fan of Ninja Turtles.
Okay. Eric, how about you?
Yeah, I was a fan. I think I remember watching it here and there.
Yeah, I mean, and again,
I was a fan, yeah.
Yeah. Again, like I like the original series. I like the original movies. I mean, when they had the newer movies, the ones that came out in 2014 and I think 2016, I wasn't necessarily a fan of those because to me it's just like the Ninja Turtles were on steroids.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, still, it's still a popular franchise. All right. And number two, and there's probably going to be some controversy here, but Eric, do you have the music queued up?
Yep.
All right, play it.
Thank you.
All right, number two is Batman the Animated Series. Rick, were you a Batman the Animated Series fan?
Yes. That was another one, like, after school I'd usually watch that. Pretty big, not a, like, huge fan, but I was definitely a fan of it.
Right, and I think it was one of the, and, you know, when we did the cartoon tier list a few weeks ago, I think when Mark was on, he had said that, you know, that cartoon really helped with the, you know, kind of start the whole DC cartoon franchise. I mean, I forgot how exactly he worded it, and he's not here to word it for me again. Kind of surmise it. Foxman, were you a fan of Batman the Animated Series?
No, if I remember correctly, this came out early 90s, so I would have been 17 or 18. I had found alcohol. I had found alcohol. And, you know, so, you know, no, I do not, I don't think I've ever watched an episode of this, to be honest.
Yeah,
I would have been, I mean, I graduated in 94. So if that tells you anything,
By 17, 18 years old, Boxman didn't need cartoons anymore. He had beer.
I had beer and tequila and whiskey and all kinds of stuff, man. You know, parties. I was going to parties is what I'm saying by that time. So, no, I don't remember watching this. And after school, I went to work. So,
right.
Didn't get to go home and watch cartoons. I was changing oil at that time. So, fun times.
Yeah. I was a huge fan of this because, you know, I'm a huge Batman fan. So, watching a lot of it. And some of the episodes, even like back around this time, there was a few episodes out there that actually did kind of scare me a little bit. Like the villains scared me. I think one of them was Ra's al Ghul or something. Yeah, Ra's al Ghul, who was a villain in the Batman Begins. He was on, I think, one of the cartoon episodes, and for some reason, he scared the shit out of me. I can't even remember why it was so long ago. Darren, was your son a fan of Batman, the animated series?
Oh, that's his favorite Batman. He thinks that's the best the best series of all the Batman movies and everything. That's his favorite one.
Okay.
He finds them very dark, but he thinks they're the best.
Right. Yeah. And obviously there's a lot of the people that voted for this countdown agree with that. I mean, not everybody, because it only came in at number two, but Clintus, were you a fan of Batman, the animated series?
Yes, I was. I liked that, and then the crossover you did with the Batman, Superman, hour-long specials. That was also good.
Right.
And even like the, I'm not sure, did you see the crossover you did with the Ninja Turtles special, too? Yeah. That was also good.
Yeah. Colin, did you watch the Batman animated series at all?
Yeah, I actually binged a good number of episodes a little while back, but I never got around to actually going around and finish it. I really enjoyed it. I thought a lot of the writing was much more mature for what I expected from the show, if I'm being honest. And I thought that you know, kind of the way it treats its audience as intelligent people, I think, is probably what garnered a lot of attention to it, with its intelligent writing and all that. Not to mention, Batman's just a fun hero to watch.
Right.
I think, Doug, I do have to go, unfortunately. It is that time limit for me.
Okay. All right. Well, Colin, thank you for joining us, and I'll see you. I'm sure I'll see you at some point this week.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'll see you this week. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
Bye, Colin.
Bye, Colin.
Okay. Stevie, were you a fan of Batman the Animated Series?
Yeah, definitely was a fan, for sure. I used to like watching Batman when I was a kid, so.
Yeah. Eric, how about you?
I was more of a movie guy.
Okay. It's understandable. I mean, to me, Batman Animated Series, again, of, you know, like we brought up a few weeks ago, it was like, it helped kind of, you know, start that whole DC animated franchise and, you know, help it become, you know, what it is now. I mean, with that and the Justice League cartoons, and I think Superman actually, there was a Superman animated series that came on like after Batman, or came like years after. But yes, all right. So this came in at number two. So now we are at number one. Eric, before you play the theme.
Okay.
Before you play the theme, does anybody have any guesses as to what number one is?
No, because my number one list is
X-Men.
What'd you say, Karen?
X-Men, the animated series.
Oh, okay. Boxman, Rick, you guys got any guesses?
Well, it's not Inspector Gadget. So, no.
All right. Eric, you want to? Eric, go ahead and play the theme. So number one is X-Men, the animated series. I know that that's going to stir up some controversy with people because, you know, in a lot of people's minds, I'm sure that this is not the greatest cartoon of all time. But it got the, you know, got more votes than the rest of them. So Rick, I'll start with you. Did you watch X-Men, the animated series at all?
Well, first off, I did have a guess on what the person's going to be, but you kind of cut right to this before I could say it. But just really quick.
I'm
just
sorry,
Ricky.
What would your guess have been?
Just to be a smartass, I was going to say Doug.
Well, now I'm glad I cut you off.
But no, I didn't actually watch X-Men.
Yeah, Boxman, I think you were like drunk throughout most of this series, so you probably didn't watch it at all, did you?
No, I didn't watch it back then, but I will tell you, my kids have Disney Plus, and they've been watching. Don't forget, I do have a child named Logan, named after Wolverine, and he's actually been watching them. So I have seen a few, but don't really have much to say on it. But
We have Disney Plus, too, and when we first got Disney Plus, I actually binge-watched a lot of X-Men, the animated series, and I was watching a few episodes last night because preparing myself for this show. Because for some reason, we feel like we have to be professional enough to actually have preparation for this show. I don't know why. But, this was – I mean, I – like this show. I mean, well, for me, it was when the show came on because it was on Fox's cartoon block on Saturday mornings. This would actually always lead into WWF Superstars. So I would watch this to get ready for wrestling. So that's kind of another fond memory for me. Clintus, did you watch this show at all?
Yes, I still do today. I mean, I love the X-Men. That was part of like one of my first things I used to watch when I get home from school every day. And now I have my nephews also ready to be Wolverine next week. So,
oh, that's gonna be his Halloween costume.
Yes, he is a Wolverine. He got the claws and everything.
Awesome. Karen, did your son watch this at all?
I don't remember him watching this. Of course, it was came out in 92 to 97. Those were his high school years. So I'm going to say probably not.
Okay.
I think he was busy with other things.
I was just going to say, did he start drinking like Boxman was doing around this time?
No. He was a big jock, and he played a lot of sports. He was busy with sports.
He went the other direction. I get it. I get
he
it.
Went the other direction, yes.
Smart man.
All right, Stevie, did you watch X-Men the Animated Series at all?
I watched a little bit of it, but not that much growing up.
Eric, did you watch this at all?
Not really, but I know my cousin was a huge fan. One of my older cousins. Which I should have asked him.
Yeah. I mean, again, I thought it was a good show. I was watching, I watched the two-part pilot episode last night, you know, where Jubilee got accepted into the X-Men, and she basically replaced the one character in their morph who actually died in like the first episode, which was sad. It's always sad when somebody dies in a cartoon. Anyway, all right. So that was your number one. So your top 10 again is DuckTales at number 10, Flintstones at number 9, He-Man Masters of the Universe at number 8. At number 7, we had Thundercats. At number 6 was Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? At 5, the original Transformers. 4, the Looney Tunes. 3, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. 2 was Batman, the Animated Series. And number 1 was X-Men, the Animated Series. Now, to get to the contest we had. So we had this contest. Eric and I decided it would be a fun thing to do. We had everybody guess as to what the top 10 was going to be. And if you got the top 10 either exactly right or came closest, which means if you had the exact spots right, or if you were able to name most of what was going to appear in the top 10, then you would win a $25 gift card to wherever you want. And I can say that the winner of the contest, because he guessed 7 of the 10 shows that were going to be on here correctly and got 2 exact spots right, Rick.
Really?
Yes.
Damn, 7 out of 10. That's fucking good.
I didn't really remember my list that well. I only gotten like a couple. Holy crap.
Yeah, you guessed a 7 out of 10, and plus you guessed correctly that DuckTales was going to be number 10 and that Looney Tunes were going to be number 4.
Wow.
So, Rick, are you as surprised that you won this contest as you were when you advanced to the second round of Jeopardy?
Probably more surprised. Because, like I said, while we were going through the list, I really didn't. From my memory, I didn't think I had put like 3 on the list that I guessed in the top 10.
Well, yeah, no, you were You did very well there. I will message you after the show is over so we can decide what gift card you want. I mean, I don't need to know where to send it to. I have your obviously, I have your address. You're on my Christmas card list.
Yeah.
And I've been to your house.
Yes, you have.
So, but congratulations, Rick. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
But
I do have a question. Right.
Go ahead, Eric.
What are some cartoons for everybody that you're surprised not on the list? I have two.
All right, what two are you surprised didn't make the list?
Which one?
Eric, we'll start with you. What cartoons are you surprised didn't make the list?
South Park and Simpsons.
I'm more surprised Simpsons didn't make the list. I mean, I'm disappointed South Park didn't make the list, but, you know, that's just personal preference. Karen, which ones not on the list, which ones that didn't make the list surprised you the most?
I was surprised that SpongeBob didn't make it. And The Simpsons have been around for 30 years. And the show, I'm just surprised that with a show that's been around that long and is still running, that they didn't make the top 10.
Right. I agree with that. And I will say that The Simpsons missed out on the top 10 by 15 votes.
Wow.
Wow. With number 11.
Boxman, are there any cartoons that are not on this list that surprise you?
Yeah, I agree with all those. Simpsons, South Park, all those definitely agree with. But like Justice League, Jetsons, I'm surprised they're not up there. And I'm kind of surprised Inspector Gadget wasn't in the top 10.
Inspector Gadget wasn't even like, I think they only got like 4 votes out of the 500 people that we had, you know, polled about this.
I think he was on my list at least. But anyway.
Yeah, you were one of them.
Yes, there you go. See, I'm one of 4. Look at me. But Justice League. Justice League I thought would have been on there because that was a pretty long-running one too, I thought. But then again, I was a kid. So.
Justice League?
Yeah.
I have the numbers here. Well, kind of. Yeah, Justice League missed by about 10 votes.
Hmm. Wow.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Karen.
I'm just curious after, because we discussed this through all the voting, how many votes did Rocky and Bullwinkle finally end up with?
5.
Okay.
Wow. It was 5 altogether. Stevie, are there any cartoons that are not on this list or that are not in the top 10 that surprise you?
Not really. Nothing I could think of.
Oh, Spider-Man.
I got a question though.
Sure.
I'm gonna have to cut out early. Because I gotta go pick up my mother. She gets out of work. So. All right.
All right. All right.
Bye, Stevie.
Yep. Bye.
Talk to you Friday.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Steve. All right.
Later.
Rick, are there any cartoons not on this list that surprise you besides Doug?
I agree with everybody. Like Simpsons, Jetsons, like those ones. Surprised they're not on the list, but like Tom and Jerry, I'm surprised that didn't make the list.
That
one too, yeah.
If we would have had like a top 11, it would have made the list because it just missed out by 5 votes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, I was shocked too. Like when I did the calculations yesterday, I actually did the calculations like 3 or 4 times because I was just like, all right, this isn't right. But that's the way it went. Clint, is there anything not on this list that surprised you?
Well, I think The Simpsons not being on there, the most popularity I think it is throughout all time, being a cartoon, especially number one. I think that's probably was the surprising factor.
Right.
Simpsons not being on this list.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not
I think
a big fan of it, but I do respect the show.
Right. I mean, that's the most surprising opinion. I was talking to somebody this morning, and I was telling her, because she asked me if Simpsons were on the list, and I had said no, and she was just like, seriously? And I'm like, yeah, they missed out by like 15 votes, and then I think I got accused of miscounting, like, you know. Anyway, so, but yeah, no, it's surprising to me that Simpsons didn't make it. I'm really surprised, to be honest with you, Boxman, you said the Jetsons were not even close.
Wow.
The Jetsons.
I mean, but and that's weird because like the Flintstones and the Jetsons, if I remember correctly, were like on right after each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. They were on together, and they came out around the same time. And I was surprised that I agree with you, Fox. Now, I thought that they would be on there too, the Jetsons, because I love the Jetsons.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Oh, yeah. Right. They had a crossover with the Flintstones and Jetsons had a crossover movie too, like where they're like the Flintstones went to the Jetsons time period.
Yeah. I remember that.
I love that movie.
Oh, I think that was one of my favorite movies growing up when I saw that.
So, yeah, I mean, not only is it surprising that the Jetsons didn't make the list, but how many few votes they got. Like, they were in, like, the top 30 when I put the polls up. Like, they made that top 30, but still, it was just, like, the fact that they didn't get so many votes in those polls, it's just, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the way it goes, so... But yeah, so that was the top 10. I mean, cartoons are a subject that I'm sure we'll be visiting again in the future. To be honest with you, this was fun getting us all this information. We could do so many different top 10 lists on the different, you know, generations of the cartoons, the different channels, you know, that the cartoons were on, the different, you know, the cartoon theme songs. I mean, that's a countdown within itself. So this is a subject that we will again, I'm sure, mainly because this was such a big hit with everybody. We had over, you know, like I said, we had over 500 people, you know, give their input into this. So I enjoyed this. Go ahead, Karen.
I just wanted to say I think that you guys did an excellent job on getting so many surveys and so many lists for everybody. And it was a lot of fun. And there were a lot of conversations with a lot of people over cartoons getting the list.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that's the fun part of doing stuff like this is like the conversations that were brought up, and because it is a fun subject. I mean, cartoons are something that can get everybody talking. So,
yep.
But yeah, so it's definitely, we're not necessarily done with the whole cartoon side. I mean, we're going to table it for a while, obviously, because there's other stuff coming up. We will be doing another Jeopardy match, not this upcoming Tuesday, because we're going to do the hard hits, but I'm going to try to set one up for next Tuesday. We haven't done a Jeopardy match in a few weeks because I'm still trying to get over the shock of Boxman and Rick not advancing to the final. But yeah, so we'll definitely revisit the cartoon subject again in the future. So thank you everybody for coming on, Karen. We appreciate all the help you gave us by getting us a bunch of lists for this show.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh, it was fun. It was a lot of fun, like I said.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It's always fun to debate cartoons with people. All right, Boxman, you got a show in like 9 minutes, so go ahead and plug the dirt sheet dude last time, and then we'll let you head out so you can go prepare.
Yeah, I've got to figure out a way to get some food in my stomach first, so I'll probably be about 5 minutes late. But that's not a big deal. You can catch Dirt Sheet Dudes Wednesdays and Fridays right after wrestling, about 10:15 Eastern Time. And you can find us on Mixer.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. That's all you need to know.
All right. Make sure you listen to them tonight, because I'm pretty sure their commentary, or his and Smart's commentary for Hell in a Cell, is a hell of a lot better than the WWE commentary team.
Yeah, I'm going to start drinking. So yeah, it'll be fun. I'm going to start drinking. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So all right, Boxman, thank you so much for being part of this. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me on, man. Thanks, and I'll see y'all
anytime.
Grab some dinner. Right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Later, Boxman.
Later.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Again, Karen, bye. Thank you. Clint, always a pleasure. Rick,
all right.
Rick, congratulations on winning the contest. I'm going to text you as soon as we're done here so I can find out what gift card I'm exactly buying for you. So you'll hear from me shortly, but thank you everybody for being on the show. Much appreciated.
Yep.
And we appreciate the help you guys gave us putting this countdown together.
See you tomorrow,
Eric. And Doug, enjoy the rest of your 4-day weekend.
I will. Thank you very much. So,
bye-bye. Doug, I'll talk to you on Tuesday. All right.
Sure. All right, everybody. That's going to do it for us here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. That was your top 10 greatest cartoons of all time. If you disagree with us, if you disagree with the list, just remember it's not completely my fault. I had to get that out there.
Oh, God. So now we know whose fault it really is.
499 people that voted. All right, but thank you, everybody, and we'll see everybody Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for the NFL Hard Hits Show.
Yeah, okay. Bye, everybody.
Good luck. Good night.
Later.
Have a good night. Enjoy Hell in South.